Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, April 15th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of technology news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Why the small cap route may deliver in a falling rate environment. In a falling rate environment, the small cap income ETF, SCAP, by Infrastructure Capital Advisors, may offer a solution for investors seeking yield without excessive risk. With the potential for rate cuts on the horizon, the SCAP ETF focuses on small-cap equities, aiming to provide a balanced approach for investors. Led by experienced portfolio manager J.D. Hatfield, the actively managed fund targets companies with strong cash flow profiles, offering a 30-day SEC yield of 6.98%. By thinking small in a big way, investors may find opportunities for income and growth potential, especially during rate cut cycles. With a focus on navigating market contradictions, the SCAP ETF provides a flexible and active approach to potentially capitalize on changing market conditions.
Coming off a record-setting 2024, Seanergy Maritime says it is positioned for more growth. Seanergy Maritime Holdings Corp., NASDAQ SHIP, is cashing in on a surge in freight rates, up 300% since mid-November, reaching $24,000 per day. Positioned exclusively in the Capesize market, the company believes it stands out with a strategy of fleet growth and capital returns. With a projected Capesize fleet growth of 1.4% for 2025, Seanergy expects a tight supply-demand balance. The company reported record-setting earnings for 2024, with a 52% increase in net revenue and a dividend yield of 6% for shareholders. Looking ahead, Seanergy is arranging a bond issue to fuel further growth and capitalize on the strong demand in the Capesize shipping market. United Maritime Corp., NASDAQ USEA, a spin-off of Seanergy, is also expanding and rewarding investors with consistent dividends and strategic fleet enhancements. With a focus on optimizing its fleet and maintaining a disciplined financial strategy, United Maritime is positioning itself for long-term success in the dry bulk shipping sector.
Biomed news breaks. BlueJay Diagnostics Inc. BJDX secures $3.7 million in warrant inducement transaction. BlueJay Diagnostics Inc., a medical technology company listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BJDX, recently secured $3.7 million in a warrant inducement transaction. The company entered into an agreement with institutional investors to exercise existing warrants to purchase over 1 million shares of common stock at a reduced price of $3.42 per share. This transaction resulted in gross proceeds of approximately $3.7 million. Aegis Capital Corp. served as the exclusive financial advisor for the deal, with Hogan Lovells US LLP acting as counsel to the company and Kaufman & Knowles PC as counsel to Aegis. BlueJay is focused on improving patient outcomes in critical care settings through its Symphony system, a rapid diagnostics platform. For more information, visit BlueJay's website at www.bluejaydx.com.
Investor news breaks. eCorp Inc., EZPW, secures $300 million in private offering. EZCorp Inc., a leading provider of pawn transactions in the United States and Latin America, recently closed a private offering of $300 million of 7.375% senior notes due 2032. The company plans to use a portion of the net proceeds to repay its outstanding 2.375% convertible senior notes due 2025 at maturity. Roth Capital Partners served as co-manager for the transaction. EZCorp focuses on satisfying the short-term cash needs of consumers who are both cash and credit constrained, providing an industry-leading customer experience. For more information about EZCorp, visit their website at www.ezcorp.com.
Feature.com acquires Help a Reporter Out, Haro, from Cision. Feature.com has acquired Help a Reporter Out, Haro, from Cision, a global leader in media intelligence and communications solutions. Harrow, founded in 2008, will be revived under Featured's ownership to help journalists find real human expertise in a time dominated by AI-generated content. The platform will remain free for journalists and sources, delivering daily opportunities via email. Brett Farmelow, founder and CEO of Featured, aims to preserve Harrow's legacy while modernizing it for today's media landscape. Harrow's revival is supported by investors, including Great North Ventures, who believe in community-driven platforms that strengthen trusted connections between experts and creators. EU, China to consider setting baseline EV prices. The European Union and China are in talks to establish baseline prices for electric cars made in China, potentially allowing Chinese automakers to export to Europe without facing high import tariffs. If successful, this agreement could benefit companies like SolarBank Corp. Many businesses stand to gain from improved trade relations between these major auto markets. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com.
EU Commission unveils plan to support AI uptake, protect key sectors. The European Commission has unveiled the AI Continent Action Plan to encourage companies to adopt artificial intelligence across Europe. The initiative covers digital infrastructure, cloud computing, data access, workforce skills, and regulatory simplification. The goal is to modernize Europe's industries and lead in AI-driven innovation. US-based AI companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. will be looking for similar policies in the US to support their growth.
Investor News Breaks, Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, expands tour presence with strategic representative appointments. Newton Golf Company, Inc., a technology-forward golf brand trading on NASDAQ under the symbol NWTG, has appointed Andy Harris and Jeff Ofam as tour representatives for various prestigious golf tours. Founder and CTO Aki Yorihiro will also serve as a tour representative, expanding Newton Golf's presence across top-tier circuits. With a growing ambassador portfolio and professionals using Newton motion shafts and gravity putters, the company focuses on utilizing swing data to drive innovation. Newton Golf, formerly known as Sax Parente, applies Newtonian principles to create precision-engineered golf clubs for maximum stability and performance. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Q1 U.S. EV sales up 11.4%. Data shows electric vehicle sales in the United States are on the rise, with nearly 300,000 EVs sold in the first quarter of 2025, marking an 11.4% increase from last year. EVs now account for about 7.5% of all new vehicles sold in the U.S., up from 7% in early 2024. This growth shows a growing acceptance of electric cars among Americans, though the U.S. still lags behind countries like China in EV adoption. While Q1 has shown promising growth for EVs, experts caution that the future is uncertain, with potential challenges ahead, such as trade issues, policy changes, and competition. Industry players like Rivian Automotive Inc. will need to navigate these obstacles to sustain the momentum.
Thumbs Up Media Corp., NASDAQ, continues to boost client numbers, using AI to speed innovation. Thumbs Up Media Corp. is experiencing significant growth with a 243% CAGR as companies utilize its innovative platform to connect retailers and social media users through influencers. Thumbs Up's ad tech platform simplifies social media campaigns and allows influencers to receive payments via Venmo or PayPal. By leveraging artificial intelligence, Thumbs Up accelerates coding and platform advancements without the need for large engineering teams. Analysts predict that global revenue from social media commerce will reach the $1 trillion mark within 3 years, highlighting the increasing importance of platforms like Thumbs Up in the evolving landscape of social media advertising.
Investor News Breaks, NextPlat Corp., NXPL, secures military contract extension for Iridium PTT services. NextPlat Corp., a global e-commerce provider, announced that its subsidiary, Global Telesat Communications Ltd., secured a one-year contract extension from an African military customer for wireless connectivity services. The renewal expands on a 2024 deal for Iridium push-to-talk hardware and airtime services, the largest contract in company history. The extension includes options for additional hardware and annual service renewals and is unaffected by recent U.S. tariffs. The Iridium Extreme PTT devices are known for their secure, global communication capabilities in government, military, and enterprise applications.
Investor news breaks. Gaia Inc., GAIA, secures $7.2 million in underwritten public offering. Gaia Inc., GAIA, recently closed an underwritten public offering, securing $7.2 million in net proceeds. The offering involved 1,600,000 shares of its Class A common stock at $5 per share. The company plans to use the funds for enhancing its artificial intelligence capabilities, developing the Gaia Community Project, and general corporate purposes. Roth Capital Partners served as the joint bookrunning manager for the offering. Gaia is a global video streaming service and community that produces conscious media in 4 primary channels and 4 languages, available in 185 countries. With over 10,000 exclusive titles, Gaia generates about 75% viewership from its content. For more information, visit Gaia.com.
Investor news breaks. Meta Platforms Inc., NASDAQ Media, faces FTC antitrust trial over social media dominance. Meta Platforms Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol Meta, is currently facing an antitrust trial with the FTC over its dominance in social media. The FTC alleges that Meta illegally maintained a monopoly through acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp, which it claims were tactics to stifle competition. The outcome of this trial could have significant implications for how tech giants operate and acquire competitors, potentially impacting the digital advertising landscape. Meta argues that the acquisitions were legal and increased consumer choice, setting the stage for a closely watched legal battle. Despite this, Meta shares are trading at $488.47, down 0.6%, as investor sentiment in the tech sector is affected by the trial.
Tech media breaks. Secure Private Data Ltd., SQR, OTCQF GDT0, to showcase growth strategy and NASDAQ uplisting plan at Microcap Summit. Secure Private Data Ltd., a Swiss-hosted cybersecurity and private communications provider, will showcase its growth strategy and NASDAQ uplisting plan at the Spring Microcap Summit on April 16, 2025. CEO Alon Giai will highlight Secure's recent private placement, strong SaaS margins, and launch of enterprise and government solutions. The company aims to improve liquidity and attract institutional capital with the planned uplisting to NASDAQ. Secure targets the secure mobile communications market, which is forecasted to grow from $14.5 billion to $88.8 billion by 2032. For more information, visit Secure's website at www.secure.com. Mining news breaks. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYSE American PLG, TSX PTM, advances Waterberg Mine toward development decision. Platinum Group Metals Ltd. reported financial results for the 6 months ended February 28, 2025, and reaffirmed its commitment to advancing the Waterberg project in South Africa. Waterberg is planned as a fully mechanized underground mine, set to be one of the world's largest and lowest-cost PGM operations. The company aims to secure construction financing and concentrate offtake agreements. Additionally, Platinum Group Metals continues R&D through Lion Battery Technologies, exploring platinum and palladium use in lithium batteries with partners like Anglo-American Platinum and Florida International University. WEF calls for more support and investment in quantum computing. Quantum computing is no longer just a science fiction idea. The World Economic Forum is calling on governments, businesses, and schools to take quantum computing seriously. According to the WEF, investing in this technology now can bring amazing opportunities for everyone. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are playing their part in advancing quantum computing. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focused on technology companies driving the future. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website.
Gold reaffirms its safe haven appeal as tariffs take effect, gold reaffirms its safe haven appeal as trade tariffs take effect. Unlike fiat currencies, gold doesn't depreciate in times of economic distress, making it an attractive investment during recessions. The surge in gold's value reflects investor anxiety over escalating trade tensions. As traditional markets wobble, gold proves its reliability as a portfolio stabilizer. If trade wars and inflation fears persist, gold could solidify its role as the ultimate hedge against economic volatility. Industry participants like GEMXX Corp, GMZ, are likely to benefit from this trend.
Investor news breaks: Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ ULN, secures EV van sale to Global Expert Shipping. Mullen Automotive Inc., MULN, has secured a sale of its all-electric Mullen 1 Class 1 cargo van to Global Expert Shipping, an international freight forwarding company based in Glendale, California. The sale, facilitated by Mullen's dealership partner Pritchard Automotive, marks the beginning of a broader order pipeline as Global Expert integrates Mullen's EVs into its fleet to reduce emissions and operational costs. Mullen's commercial EV lineup, including the Mullen 1 and Class 3 Mullen 3 truck, is fully compliant with U.S. safety and emissions standards. For more information about Mullen Automotive, visit www.mullenusa.com. Investor news breaks: Nexplat Corp, NXPL, halts some U.S. product plans in China over tariff escalation. Nexplat Corp, a global e-commerce provider, has decided to pause certain initiatives in its e-commerce development program due to China's recent tariff increases on U.S.-produced goods. This includes delaying the launch of the Florida Sunshine brand of vitamins and supplements, which would face high import costs and reduced competitiveness in the Chinese market. Despite this setback, Nexplat will continue to offer Opco Health Europe's non-U.S.-made products in China, such as nutraceuticals, supplements, and upcoming pet care items, which are not affected by the new tariffs. Nexplat aims to help U.S. businesses reach Chinese consumers through platforms like Alibaba's Tmall, despite the challenges posed by the tariff escalation.
Investor news breaks: HealthLinked Corp appoints Tony Squilla as strategic sales consultant. HealthLinked Corp, a healthcare technology company, has appointed Anthony Tony Squilla as a strategic sales consultant to drive partnerships with major insurance providers. With over 35 years of leadership experience in healthcare IT sales, Squilla will support HealthLinked's efforts to expand its healthcare network and enhance patient-provider connectivity through strategic insurance collaborations. Known for generating over $100 million in product sales and raising more than $20 million in venture capital, Squilla's expertise is expected to bring significant value to HealthLinked's growth strategy. For more information about HealthLinked Corp, please visit their website at w.healthlinked.com.
Investor news breaks: Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., FMST, SFAT, receives NASDAQ notice for bid price non-compliance. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., NESTAT, has received a notification letter from NASDAQ regarding non-compliance with the minimum bid price rule of $1 per share. The company's stock traded below this threshold for 31 consecutive business days through April 4, 2025. FMST now has 180 days to regain compliance, with management exploring options like a potential reverse stock split. Despite this, business operations and strategy remain unchanged. Foremost Clean Energy is an emerging North American uranium exploration company with interests in 10 properties spanning over 330,000 acres in the Athabasca Basin, positioned to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium amidst global decarbonization efforts.
Copper rebounds after Trump pauses tariffs, but concerns remain on China's stance. Base metals, including copper, saw a sharp rebound on Thursday after President Trump announced a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs. Despite this, concerns remain about the overall outlook for commodity markets. Industry participants like Tor Metals Inc. are hopeful but cautious. The coming weeks will determine if geopolitical tensions ease or if recession fears escalate. Investors can stay updated on Tor Metals Inc. news in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ NTRB, leading the way in transformative partnerships formed in growing pharma sector. Nutriband Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NTRB, is leading the way in transformative partnerships within the growing pharmaceutical sector. The company recently announced two significant partnerships aimed at expanding its manufacturing capabilities and market reach, in line with its core mission of developing transdermal pharmaceutical products. These strategic alliances are crucial in the complex and resource-intensive pharmaceutical industry, accelerating drug development, reducing costs, and increasing the likelihood of regulatory approval. Nutriband's focus on strategic partnerships reflects the industry's shift towards collaborative innovation. For more information on Nutriband and its latest news, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.